Pillar number five is your advertising. We want to look at custom advertising, web, and e-commerce as well. Do you do anything on the web right now?
We've got a website, but it's not doing anything really. It's there with our company name and our phone number and a couple of pictures.
Right now, they're not able to place orders.
No, not yet.
Are you able to sell out of your geographic area?
I guess I mean, if someone called and ordered, we could ship anywhere in the world, really.
Okay. So we might look at that as an opportunity.
Yeah.
All media members work. You must learn to create synergy if you're going to maximize your marketing and advertising investments. So we want to just make sure that our advertising is working together. Have your first four steps in place and working. This marketing system is very orderly. In other words, it's placed in an order that is logical, in that you want to make sure that you've got a unique selling proposition before you do any advertising, right?
That's right. That would make sense.
You'd want to make sure that you and your salespeople are using the unique selling proposition to your fullest before you want to do any more advertising, right?
Yes.
You'd want to make sure that your past customers are getting reactivated, that your current customers are being worked better, that your prospective customers are getting followed up on before you spend more money on advertising, right?
Yes.
Silly to develop more prospects if you're not taking care of the ones you currently have. So that's why this step is where it's at, is we might want to do more advertising, but we're not going to do it until we've got all the other four steps in place that don't cost any more money for advertising. Because then we might be able to generate the capital that you need to do more advertising. Does that make sense?
That does. That's perfect sense.
So you want to have those first four steps in place and working. You want to have a specific objective to accomplish with the media. You want to use each member of the media for its strength. Let me ask you a little bit on your show. When you go do a show, how many names of prospects do you usually get, or do you capture those names?
We give away a free CD set, and we've got the fishbowl out there that people can just drop their business cards in there if they want.
Good, good. Is there any follow-up to those?
We give them out to the salespeople, but I've really never determined if the people are following up on them.
All right. Well, one thing then we'd want to do is take a look at that show and see if there's a way we can follow up on those prospects better to make more money from your show. The three elements will determine your success. You must maximize all three. Who does the media reach? How often does it reach them? And what's the message? And so we're taking everything we learned from the first four steps and getting them into this media step. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Because from alliances and prospects, step number four, it may be that we find some media that targets another group that you haven't thought of. And then we want to test against control measures in terms of profitability. And if it's profitable, we want to do some more. Have you ever really tracked your Yellow Pages or tested it for profitability?
No, I have not. I mean, I know we make something on it, but I've never really put pencil to it.
Okay. That's one thing that we'd want to try and do. Pillar number six is community marketing, community relations marketing. Community marketing is image marketing and results marketing. One thing that this system helps you to see, Michael, is that I meet a lot of business owners and they say, I just need to work on my branding. I need to work on my image. I need to get my name out there. I've got to do more and get my company profile out there. Well, and then they'll kind of do shows like you'll do in your community and not do that. And so what we want to do is help you maybe get out into the community. Your 1,000 customers, your 300 more active ones, they're all kind of in a geographic community. Is that right?
Yes.
And there's shows going on all the time, aren't there?
There are.
It may be that we do some things that get you out in the community and build your image without spending $40,000 a month in public relations. That'd be good one.
That would be great.
Leverage the donations. I'll bet you're hit about once a week with someone who wants a donation, aren't you?
They always want donations. You're right.
And so what we want to do is take a look at those and find out if there's ways we could get some leverage or optimization. For example, one of the groups or associations that may be asking you to donate might have a customer base or a customer list of other companies that could use your packaging. And so what we might do is say, well, in return for this donation, we'd like to have access to promoting to your customer base.
Okay.
You've never thought of it that way, have you?
No, I haven't. That's good.
All you've thought about is giving the money, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, that's what this system does, is help you think about it differently. And then we want to educate and teach. You've got some new and proprietary ways that you do your packaging, and the more we can educate and teach the community, then the more they buy from you. Press releases can be effective. These are free. And so during this step, we want to take a look at your business, and if there's unique products or unique approaches that we could send out to the press, we want to keep doing that. Press releases are kind of like sales pitches. You just kind of have to keep pitching. You never know when one of your editors might take you up on it and write an article. Have you ever been written up before?
No, but I've had one of the magazines ask me to do one, and I just haven't had the time to do it.
Yeah, that's what we want to do in this step. And then pillar number 7 is direct marketing. I think in our discussions it was indicated you've got a lot of prospects out there that haven't bought or haven't been contacted by your salespeople. Do you have a feel for, in your geographic area, how many prospective customers you might have?
There are just thousands of them, Richard.
So you just have a small part of that, don't you?
That's correct. We just don't have the time to see them all.
Yeah, and so what we want to do is kind of take your salespeople in whatever presentation that is, see if we can reduce that to some writing where we could create a one-to-one direct marketing system that would go after those prospects without you having to physically go after them. Does that make sense?
Right, like a sales letter or something.
Right. And so these are types of direct marketing. We might look at some direct mail. We might look at some telemarketing or teleprospecting, some displays. We'll work with your salespeople. That's a big direct marketing tool that you're using. Web e-commerce, we can look at your website. We can turn it into an e-commerce site and generate business. We want to make all of the tools direct response oriented, making sure that we have an offer. Every direct marketing effort needs to do the same thing you would do in person. So what we'll do in this step is leverage you and your 4 salespeople, making sure that if we do mailings or if we do telemarketing of any kind, that we're getting the same kind of presentation that you would make as if you were in person.
Okay.
And make sure that we have a reply mechanism. The more ways that we can help people reply to us, the better. And then we want to test. Marketing is testing. We don't always know which ones are going to work. That's why we recommend 7 pillars, because we're not always sure which ones might do better than the other, but our revenue then based on 7 chances instead of just 3. That makes sense.
Yes.
And then pillar number 8 is, of course, your word-of-mouth marketing, and that's important. We want to keep that going, but we'll want to leverage it through some alliances and endorsements. So there's your 8 pillars. It'd be fun to have your marketing and your whole business build on 8 instead of 3, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be nice, Richard.
And so that's what we want to do. So this is how we can work with you. A coach is someone who makes you do what you don't want to do so you can be who you want to be. Tom Landry, the Dallas Cowboys coach, said that. And Michael, I don't know what your situation is, but it's probably similar to other business owners in that you've got all these things you have to do every day, and marketing isn't always comfortable for you. Yeah, right.
It is, because there's just so many things to do, and as we talked about, I'm working in the business. I just haven't made it a priority.
Yeah. And so we could coach you. We can become a marketing coach for you. That is one way that we can work with you. A marketing game plan would be to customize a marketing system, and make sure it gets implemented for you. We've got a fast start program that we can help you get started quickly so that your growth comes more quickly. We don't know if we can end up working together, but it appears from this discussion we've had, Michael, that you've got a lot of marketing assets. It would be silly to have them just sit there and not be doing anything. So we'd like to take a look at ways we could customize a marketing system for you. We could coach you through it. You might say, listen, I need more than a coach. I need someone that can actually implement this. I need someone that can actually get it done. And so you might ask us for implementation help. You might want to go fast. Other clients want to take it a little more slowly so we can customize the whole system around your situation. So in the end, then, you're going to have a very successful company that's marketing is systemized through multiple marketing pillars, leveraging and optimizing all your marketing assets so that you're growing your business in three ways. And there's a list of the eight. The unique selling proposition is pillar number one, exponential marketing two, relationship marketing, your customer base three, strategic alliances four, advertising five, community relations six, one-on-one direct marketing seven, and word-of-mouth referral eight. And so, Michael, you've probably heard about a lot of this stuff, haven't you?
I have heard about it.
You've probably read books. You've probably gone to a few seminars in your trade shows that have addressed marketing. And that's great. There's probably really nothing in this marketing system that's different as far as the content. What we're finding is why business owners like you get on board with this system is that it finally gets done. It's finally structured in a systematic way where you can wake up one week and say, oh, I need to do this week for my marketing, and then I need to do this week. And so the system actually structures all of this marketing content around your hidden marketing assets so that you finally get it done. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be very nice.
It's probably been the biggest obstacle for you is just knowing exactly how to go get it done, right?
That's right.
And that's what the system does. And so as you look at your pillars there, you've got advertising, sales staff, and now you want to add a lot more so that you have eight pillars that are working for you, with foundation being your asset.
Well, I'd be interested in having someone come out and look at the specifics of my business. I can have some numbers in there. Can you guys do that?
You bet. You bet. In fact, if you'd like to, the best thing to do would be to kind of take a minute and find out how many prospects you have that are inquiring on a weekly or monthly basis, and then get a feel for maybe what you think your closing rate is, and then gather some numbers together on your average client value. Because what we'll do is we'll kind of talk about these assets in more detail and see which one of those three they impact the most and where we can get a lot of money for you.
Okay, very good. Well,
another question.
No, I think that's going to do it. Let's set up a time. I'll get those numbers for you, and let's set up a time, and let's go through it and see how it'll specifically relate to my business.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. This is the end of the PowerPoint presentation on how to get more customers for your business. If you'd like more information or would like a more detailed analysis of your particular business's situation, please contact the person who directed you to this presentation.